Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our Wednesday broadcast for Wednesday, January 21st. It is a great joy to be with you on radio again today. I count it an honor that many of you, all of you, would listen to us, and many of your faithful listeners. You listen to us every day of the week, and I appreciate it. We're on this fine station that you're listening to us on, and I appreciate what the Lord's doing for us here. I just want to reach people by radio, and we got some things we'll be preaching later on in the year that I believe will be a real help to you. And you pray for us as we study the Word of God and try to figure out exactly where the Lord wants us to preach and what He wants us to say. I think that's a big part of the broadcast. And then I encourage you to read your Bible this year and pray. Get in your Bible and get in prayer. Get you a prayer list, and I believe it'll help you. Amen. From the Word of the Lord. Now, if you'd like to write me this week, I'd love to hear from you. Write the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina. And that's 27017. I'd be glad to hear from you and know where you're listening to us from. Again, that's the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Or you can email us, comments@gbiradio.org. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for this good Wednesday. I pray for every preacher, missionary, evangelist, pastor that is preaching tonight. I pray you'll use them for your glory. I pray, God, you'd save the sinner that's nearest. Hey, oh Lord, do that is needed. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. I trust you'll be faithful now to your local church tonight, as God will give you direction. And I hope you'll go and be a part of what's going on at your church. Amen. And I thank God for the preachers across America that are preaching the Word of the Lord. And we've got some, I realize it, have gone astray, and some maybe ain't doing what they ought to be doing. But we've got some good men out there that's preaching the Word of God. And I thank God for our good churches and good pastors. And I pray, and you young men, amen, some of you young men going to Bible college and different things, you're listening. I hope that you'll pray, seek the power of the Holy Ghost in this day, and be a Holy Ghost-filled preacher. Don't be a politician, but be a preacher in this hour. Amen. Let God have you, and let God do what He will with you. Take your hands off your life and let God use you in this day. And God's still using people in the year 2026. He's still using people. Amen. All right, we're going to go to the message now on prayer. Hope it's a real blessing today as you listen at this time. You do pray. Let's talk about the benefits of prayer. Number one, your spirit is refreshed. When I pray, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. When I pray, God begins to fill me several times in a day. I like to say, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. And I like to say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You Baptists, I'm a Baptist. Don't get excited about that filling with the Holy. By the way, it's time us Baptists get back to being believing, being filled with the Spirit again. There's one indwelling, there's many fillings. I do not apologize for praying the Lord fill me with the Holy Ghost. I want to be filled with God. Amen, amen. And let me say this to you, when I pray, my spirit is refreshed. Amen. I mean, God refreshes me through prayer. That's like energy. You know, you take these phones, you got to charge them up, you know it. And if you go on a trip, you got to pack that charger with you, you know. My wife always saying, if you got a charger, you know, and you got to plug them in, charge them up, right? Well, prayer's my charger. Prayer's getting charged by. I mean, this old world. Listen, you can watch one ball game; it'll zap you. That's right, it will. And Dr. Sammy Allen told somebody one time. Dr. Sammy liked the Atlanta Braves, and he's in a hotel room. He said, turn it on. Let's watch a little bit of. But he said this. He said, I quit watching them ball games. This is Brother Sammy. I'm just telling you what he said. He said, I quit watching them ball games. He said, because it took me so long to get back with the Lord where I needed to be. I'm going to tell you something. You don't realize it, but these dirty commercials. I heard something the other night. I was watching a ball game, and I heard a man make the awfulest statement you ever heard in your life. And I thought, you know, I'll just quit. I'll never even watch anything else. I mean, heard one of the players make the awfulest statement. He's talking about the other team. He said, if you're scared, go to church. And I'll be honest with you, the Bible said be angry and sin not, and that made me mad, amen? Let me tell you something, brother. Church ain't for a bunch of weak people. And you people that think it is, when you die and go to hell, one second in hell, and you'll realize you should have been in church too, amen? But I'll tell you something. I don't like people making fun of the church. That's God's organism. That's God's way. But let me tell you something. When you pray, it'll refresh your spirit. Now let me look at something here. When you pray. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed," what? Day by day. Every day. You need to pray every day. The psalmist had a prayer schedule, evening, morning, and at noon. I'm not saying you have to do that. Daniel kept that same schedule, evening, morning, and at noon. All right? But let me say this about prayer. It'll charge your battery. It'll charge you. Your spirit will be refreshed when you pray. Now, you men of God, if you want the glow of God and the power of the Holy Spirit when you go to the pulpit, pray before you go. And it helps to fast also. Amen. Fasting will give you power with God. Amen. Pray and fast. All right, now, number two. Not only will your step, when you pray, number one, your spirit will be refreshed. Number two, your steps will be revealed to you. Your steps in life will be revealed to you. God will reveal to you. You know why people don't know where they're going in life? You know why people don't know the will of God in their life? They never pray about it. But friend, if you will pray, God will give it to you. Let me read you some scripture. And I believe we covered this in some of our parts on the life of David. But let me go back and read this scripture. 1 Samuel 23, verse number 10. Then said David, "O Lord God of hosts, of Israel, thy servant hath certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake." Verse 11. He said, will the men of Keilah deliver me up into his hand? Will Saul come down as thy servant hath heard? O Lord God of Israel, I beseech thee, tell thy servant. And the Lord said, he will come. And in verse number 12, then said David, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will deliver thee up. Now, David had just saved Keilah. He had just saved them. The Philistines were robbing the threshing floors. And he had just saved them. But they were going to make a deal with Saul. And they were going to deliver David up. And God warned him and got him out of there. You ever been praying? God warned you about something? I was praying about something one day and God warned me. And he said this certain thing. And he said, and told me what to do about it. And I did it. And I believe it saved me a lot of trouble. You see, my friend, God will warn you when you pray, your steps will be revealed. Not God's whole plan for your life. Some people say, well, if I pray, God will just give me a whole plan for my life 30 years from now. No, God ain't going to tell you what you're doing 30 years from now. I'll probably be in the graveyard 30 years from now. I don't know where I'll be. I hope I'm not. I hope God will let me preach a while, but he might not. But let me say this to you. My friend, your steps will be revealed. And God reveals it a step at a time. If you'll let God lead you one step at a time, you won't get into trouble. You say, preacher, how in the world will I be in the will of God 10 years from now? Be in the will of God today. Just do what you know to do today and one step at a time. God will give you the right wife, young man. God will give you the right husband, young lady. God will put you in the right church. God will put you in the right field. Let God do it. And when God does it, you'll know that it's God. Now, number three, when you pray, supplications are rewarded. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. How about that? God said, I'm going to reward you. Going back to the first point we made in this message, the payday of your prayer. Thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. You see, secret prayer is rewarded openly. You look at a preacher and you say, boy, that man's been prosperous and that man has preached to many people and that man has won a lot of people to the Lord. Well, I wonder how much praying that man's done behind the scenes. That man probably done a lot. He's probably done a lot of praying and God's rewarded him openly. You see, we don't talk about all that we pray about. Let's just pray and then let God do it. Amen. But when you pray, your supplications will be rewarded. Now, I have been praying. The devil told me one day. He said, you're foolish to go down that list in prayer. He said, that is a waste of time. But I'll tell you what's a waste of time is listening to the devil and his lies. Amen. That's a waste of your time. You see. And so prayer is beneficial. Prayer's been. Now, the next thing I want to talk to you about is the prayer list. Now, you don't have to do this. You don't have to do it. I know some preachers don't like it and some people's against it. But listen, I'm going to tell you again. The late Dr. Stennett Blue said, you won't do much praying without one. I believe that the prayer list is the best thing ever happened to me. I think it disciplines you to pray. Now, there are mornings that I do not, and there are mornings that I physically cannot go down my prayer list. Most of you know I suffer from migraine. And some mornings my blood pressure's up. Some mornings my head will not allow me to even look at what I've wrote down. And so I don't get to pray down my list. I have had that happen. Sometimes I pray and the Holy Spirit said, let's don't use that today. Let's talk about something else. But as a general rule, I've got that list and I go down that list. I went down that list this morning before I came in here. And there's things on that list that I pray for every day. So I want to talk to you about how to build a prayer list. I want to help you. Now, what might work for me may not work for you, okay? I'm hesitant a little bit about all these, you know, conferences we have and these sessions we have to tell people how to do it, because there are people out there, you will try Brother Tom's way of doing it and Brother Jack's way of doing it, and you ladies will try Sister Susan's way of doing it, Sister Wanda's way of doing it, and Sister Peggy's way of doing it, and before you know it, you're just so mixed up you don't know what you're doing. You're trying to do what Peggy does and Susan does and Jack does and Will does, and here's the deal. It may not work for you. I'll give you an illustration. What worked for Dr. Jack Hiles may not work for you. What worked for Brother Lester Roloff may not work for you. What worked for Tom Malone may not work for you, you see. But as a general rule, let me give you a few things about a prayer list, all right? Now, first of all, let me give you the verse behind it. Philippians chapter 1, verse 3. I thank my God, Paul said, upon every remembrance of you. Paul said, every time I remember you, I pray for you and thank God for you. Now, sometimes, with our busy minds and this busy world, the only way we can remember people is to write their names down, right? Now, I cannot put everybody on my prayers. People come to me and ask me to pray for things, and I try to pray for them at least one time. But there's no way I can put everybody on my prayer list. If I did, I'd be praying all day for people. I can't do that. I can't do that. But I try, if God impresses me to put somebody on that list, then I put them on it and I pray for them. And then I take them off when God tells me to take them off, you see. And you got to keep it up to date, you know. All right. Philippians 1:3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Now, all right, now I've already said this, but I'll say it again. The late Dr. Stennett Blue said you won't do much praying without a prayer list. Now, let me give you some things about the prayer list. All right. Now, let me give you a few suggestions about starting and organizing your prayer list. Number one, all right, organizing your prayer list will keep you from doing what I call shotgun praying. Now, shotgun praying is when you get down, you pray for this, you pray for that, you pray for the other, and 5 minutes you're through because you can't think of anything else to pray for. Shotgun praying is not consistent. Now, let me say this. If you holler when you pray and you pray out loud, that's up to you. You do what you want to do. Most praying that I do is in quiet. In secret. Nobody knows I'm praying. Amen. I can be praying. Nobody knows I'm praying. Well, friend, we come to the close of our Wednesday broadcast. Hope you'll be making your way to the Bible preaching church tonight. Amen. Now, the message you just heard, R485-3, is on prayer. We'll be glad to send that to you free of charge. We have three messages. If you want all three of them, let us know that. We'll be glad to send it to you on CD recording or by email. Email, here's our email address, comments@gbiradio.org. One of our staff will get back with you and email that to you. Also, if you'd like to write us, write the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I just want to make you aware that I'm aware of every letter that comes in. They make me aware of that, all right? So I want you to understand that. Amen. All right, God bless you. Until tomorrow is our prayer. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.